external relations. Where is Ghana now?
First of all, let me say that the relations we have with the different countries, even countries that have high incidence of the coronavirus, are still intact. Nothing has changed. What has changed is the fact that for many of my consular offices in the embassies, we've had to suspend the services. So we are not issuing visas. We are not going round engaging the Ghanaian community and so on and so forth. So that's the main thing. And I realize also that some of the countries have also done the same. The example of the United States, they have also shut down some services that they offer here in Ghana. These are not ordinary times that we live in. And so it's important for us all to ensure that we protect ourselves. The embassies in all the countries where we are present are supposed to offer services, but Ghanaians there also realize that there's the need for some measures to be taken in order that we minimize the spread. So that's what we've done. And we are also aware, I'm sure you're aware, that Emirates has suspended services, so has Turkish Airlines and one other airline. So these are things that are being done by the different countries to ensure that the spread is minimized. So far, we don't have that many. We would like to keep it as such. Passport office, that's another example of what we've had to do. So because you know the hordes of people who go to the passport office and they sit in a communal area. So we have to ensure that we protect the Ghanaian and protect our officials. So apart from emergency services, people would have to show that there is an emergency and they need a passport. Otherwise, we've also suspended issuing of passports. Also, Ghanaians are being informed all over, especially in the epicenters, that if you come to Ghana, you are a Ghanaian. Yes, you will be allowed into the country, but you will have to go under quarantine. Whether it's self-quarantine or mandatory quarantine by the state, it would have to happen because we don't want any importation. We all know that all the cases that we have suffered are all imported cases, people who have come from outside. So we need to ensure that it's minimized to the barest. Minimum.
In the case of China, when we had students there, of course, even yesterday, we've seen evidence of people, students, they're happy about it. Now, the new epicenter is Europe. Are there any plans to provide special services to our citizens in these countries?
Well, the special services is advice. And the advice is that make sure you adhere to the rules or the new government policy where you are, of people not congregating in crowded areas, stay home as much as possible, ensure that your personal hygiene is at its utmost. These are the things that we can only do because we have to protect ourselves. If there is an emergency situation, we will definitely move in, take all the precautions necessary and move in to assist our nationals. But for now, there's no emergency situation. I've heard that two Ghanaians in Italy have lost their life, and one, I believe, in Copenhagen, in Denmark. So far,
from the virus.
From the virus, yes.
Two
Ghanaians plus one, so it's three. There's three Ghanaians so far, and we're praying that they keep to the advice that has been given by all these countries and make sure that they are safe. Don't go out if you don't have to, unless it's absolutely necessary. Stay home. They've allowed people to work from home in most cases and all of that. So schools are, all the epicenters, the schools are on break so that they can deal with the numbers and bring them down considerably. And in most of the countries, I spoke to one of my counterparts in a very high incidence country, and she said she's expecting that their numbers will rise in the next 2 weeks. And this is, I think, about the second now in terms of the high numbers. I don't want to mention the country, but they're expecting even more cases. and the way it looks, once it peaks and it starts to come down, then movement starts. And those who are infected, who don't even know that they've been infected, move, and then it's spreading elsewhere. So it's like a wave. It's moved from Asia, now it's in Europe. You don't know where it's going to go next. So it's important that we do what we've been able to do and to ensure that our people are safe.
Yeah, talking about advice, are you in touch with those offering consular services outside, advising them not to travel back home in the moment?
We have advised even our officers who have finished their tour of duty and are supposed to come back home. We've asked them to stay on. We've given them a month. If after the month this thing is still raging, we will give them more time. So that's what we're doing. We've advised Ghanaians generally everywhere to stay put unless it's absolutely necessary. But for our staff who need to come home, we've asked them to stay. Nobody from our ministry is going because conferences have been cancelled. Workshops, conferences, all these things have been cancelled. And so I think that everybody, every country is ensuring that they take precautions. I mean, Nigeria, Togo, I'm talking about the West African region, everybody is making sure that they stay safe.
Yeah, very finally, the travel advisory. Many have argued that why not a ban, a total ban altogether? The advisory might not really be enforceable. But if it's a ban, then it's strict.
I'm sure you are aware that some people from Italy came and they were sent back. We've said it is an advisory. However, it's biting. It's biting. Since yesterday, 1 o'clock, if you're a foreigner, don't come. The airlines have been informed, so they won't even allow you to embark. The Ghanaians whose home is Ghana, they have to come back home. But when they come, they won't just go to their homes, especially those from countries with over 200 cases. So they will also have to be quarantined. So you have to advise yourself. It's either you're prepared to come and stay indoors and be isolated for 14 days. If you're coming for, say, a holiday of 10 days or 14 days, and the whole 14 days you won't be able to do anything apart from be isolated, then what's the point in coming? In any case, we are advising people to keep their distance. So you are too close to me.